Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Appreciate you joining along. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. And don't forget to go push that one button to join the conversation, or you can listen along. We're on blogtalkradio.com. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You log on to blogtalkradio.com. That's where you can find all of our past episodes and, of course, listen to us live here every weeknight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Go check us out at redneckandeyes.com. You'll find links to all of our social media accounts and everything we got going on that. Appreciate everybody doing that for us, especially our YouTube channel. Really excited about that and doing great things for that. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio, all things trucking and then some. And we're here with just talking about trucking, all things trucking and then some. Life on the road, politics, whatever you want to talk about, give me a call. 515-602-9731. I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at DPFRegeneration.com. Those are the guys that do all of the, emissions systems, that they can have all that stuff done for you. They know the experts that how to do that. They know. I mean, they've dealt with it a long time. They got the parts. They got the filters. You can send them your filter. They can clean it and send it back to you. Any kind of different things you need, the SCR systems too. Check them out. DPFRegeneration.com, or give them a call at 800-634-3010. That's 800-634-3010. That's DPF Regeneration at DPFRegeneration.com. So we're just kicking back here. Give me a holler. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a minute.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. With everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you've got a redneck and I.
Well, the midnight headlights blind you on a rainy night, see straight up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep a rolling. Nose and windshield wipers, slapping out of tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. Yeah, I gotta keep a rolling. Ooh, I'm driving my life away. Coming on to me, tried to talk me into a ride, said I wouldn't be sorry. Oh, but she was just a baby. Hey, wait, pour me another cup of coffee. Pop it down, jack me up, shoot me out, flying down the highway. I'm looking for the morning. Ooh, I'm driving my life away. I'm looking for a better way for me. Ooh, I'm driving my life away. I'm looking for a sunny day.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and I Radio. Appreciate you joining along. So I was just checking things out in the local news, and CNN, actually, at the top of the deal, just 2 hours ago, they have video showing illegal immigrants getting loaded up down in Mexico. And this new video from a scene where the U.S. citizens were kidnapped by gunmen in Mexico shows people being loaded into a back of a pickup truck, CNN's Kyle Atwood reports. Oh, I thought it was illegals. I thought they said illegals. U.S. citizens. You have four missing U.S. citizens after being assaulted and kidnapped in Mexico. Getting even worse. Let's check it out. Thank you. All right, cool deal. So yeah, there you go. I've seen that before. Don't travel, and a lot of people here where I live, they make fun of it because, you know, the people, if you know Spanish and you know the area pretty well, then it's not a big deal. That's what they say. So that's definitely it's funny because the headline is video shows people being loaded into a truck by armed men in Mexico. The funny thing is that it pops up when you pull up trucking news. If you want truck news, trucking news, you know, and this is the first one that pops up. And then another one here on Yahoo News is Mexico. The Mexican authorities have found 343 migrants, including 103 unaccompanied minors, in an abandoned freight truck container on the side of the highway, the authorities said on Monday. Says the National Immigration Institute said the trailer was found Sunday night in a steamy Gulf Coast state of Veracruz. I'm going to look that up and find out where that's at. He says it was on a route often used by smugglers to bring people from southeastern Mexico to the U.S. border. The migrants were well, and it was unclear why the driver fled, authorities said. Migrants have been found dead inside abandoned freight containers in the past, but the migrants found Sunday were unharmed, and the conditions in the container illustrate the increasing sophistication of migrant smugglers. So the trailer had fans and ventilation ports cut in the roof, and the migrants were cool. And the migrants wore color-coded bracelets, apparently to identify them as smugglers' clients. Most of the unaccompanied minors were from Guatemala migrants who make it to the United States frequently, pay smugglers to bring their children afterward. The Institute said the adult migrants were mainly from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Ecuador. And there you go. And you can comment on that one. That's the Yahoo News. And, of course, it's going nuts because they just posted it like 5 hours ago. And that's there you go. And that popped up in the trucking news. Several people making articles about that. Semi-truck overturns on-ramp in Clare County. Didn't say that. I was going to look at this one here. And what did we say? Veracruz, right? Let's see. Yeah, Veracruz. Let me find out. I was going to see exactly where that was, like how far south of the border was it. And oh, yeah, that's pretty far down. I mean, they're still not even, I mean, they're on the coast. Veracruz is on the coast, and it's a little bit south of, like, it's southeast of Mexico City. So yeah, that was way down there. And I don't know, maybe the driver found out he wasn't going to get paid. You know, that's usually what we threaten to do up here. Of course, we don't do it because we're too nice. You know, that we'll leave the, we tell them, you know, if you don't send me my money, I'm leaving this truck on the side of the road. I've heard that so many times. But that's, you know, down there, you know, you got to do it because if not, you're probably running for your life. You know, if you got that job, probably doesn't pay very well either unless you're the guy doing the smuggling. The driver probably doesn't get much. So probably didn't even have his documents to be able to be classified as a driver. Probably wouldn't be able to cross the border. I don't know. Things like that. You never know what happens. But yep. So what else you got? What we see is we see another derailment. There was another derailment in Ohio. Of course, is that Springfield, Ohio? Is that what it was? Yep, another Norfolk Southern train derails in Ohio, and that's in Springfield, Ohio, sending 28 cars sliding diagonally across the tracks, but injuring no one, according to several state and local agencies. No hazmat materials, just a bunch of box cars. And but I mean, it's what they say it was 28. That's a lot, you know. But of course, we don't really know what caused this one. It says the crash marks the rail line's second major derailment in just over a month, and comes amid lingering questions about environmental and public health in nearby East Palestine, where the train carrying toxic chemicals derailed on February 3rd. Officials stressed that the 212-car train that derailed this weekend was not carrying toxic materials and does not pose a threat to the community. Both the Clark County Emergency Management Agency and the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency examined the site and deemed it safe. There, yeah. Hey, let me just tell you something. They did the same thing in East Palestine. So, you know, I'd be calling somebody else. It says there's no risk to the public, Norfolk Southern spokesman Connor Billmaker on Twitter. It says we're looking at clean air, clean soil, and clean water. And Clark County Health Commissioner Charles Patterson is in his Sunday press conference. There have been multiple sweeps by multiple teams. It says the train was traveling just outside Springfield city limits en route to Birmingham, Alabama, when 28 cars jumped the track around 4:45 p.m., according to Craig Barner, Norfolk Southern general manager of the northern region. It says local authorities imposed a precautionary shelter-in-place order for residents within 1,000 feet of the derailment, which impacted 4 or 5 residential homes. And Springfield Fire Chief Dave Neagle, the order was lifted 10 hours later. Initial assessments of the scene were slowed by down power lines, Neagle said, which left 1,500 residents without power in the county on Saturday. State Route 41 remained closed as of Monday morning. It's asphalt cracked by the incident. It says 4 nearby empty tankers were among the derailed cars carrying residual levels of diesel exhaust fluid and the polycyclamide. Said Springfield Hazard Coordinator Matt Smith, the Ohio Emergency Management Agency described the materials as common industrial products shipped via railroad. Okay, diesel exhaust fluid, I mean, anybody ever see it? It leaks all over the place. Some of these pumps, they just constantly leak, and nobody cares. So I don't even know how bad that diesel exhaust fluid would be. I wouldn't want to mess with it. Anytime I see a pump that's got all that white stuff all around it, if I got to get deaf and I go to a pump and it's covered in all that white stuff, I just use another one. I ain't going to touch it because I don't mess with it. Ain't no telling, you know. I mean, the diesel exhaust fluid might not have anything wrong with it, but ain't no telling what else is growing on there. They ain't cleaned it. You know, we know it ain't cleaning nothing. So it says fire chief and the crews found dried liquid on the outside of a tanker, but assumed it was a sludge that splashed up from the derailment itself. It says his team detected no leaks on the tankers. If it's white, it's that diesel death fluid. So it says one hopper containing non-toxic PVC pellets did spill its contents into a nearby soil, but doesn't pose a health risk, Ohio EPA director. Yeah, and okay, that's PVC pellets. That's plastic pellets. That's the stuff that's polluting the bays down here on the ocean, because they got a plastic plant right by the water, and they're spilling it in there, those little plastic pellets. And it's just, you know, it's not really bad health-wise, but animals will get into it, you know, and next thing you know, they're dead, you know. So yeah, it is a problem, you know. Quit downplaying everything, okay? You messed up. Get with it. Fix it. Says if there's anything we've learned so far, the transparency matters. Encouraging facts, not misinformation, Vogel said, thanking local agencies for their swift response. We will continue for good partners in getting the facts out. Says the cause of the crash is still unknown. The National Transportation Safety Board said that it would send investigators to the scene on Sunday. Norfolk Southern is still facing scrutiny for its role in the crash near East Palestine that spilled hundreds of thousands of pounds of toxic chemicals into the town of 4,700 residents. Some have since reported rashes and lingering foul smells, sparking calls to increase railroad safety and rail line accountability. The railroad sensors had failed to detect an overheated wheel bearing, which eventually gave out together. The NTSB said the preliminary report on the crash. Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay for East Palestine and neighboring residents to relocate during the cleanup, the EPA announced Monday. The EPA's request, Norfolk Southern has agreed to provide additional financial assistance to residents of the East Palestine area, including the portions of Pennsylvania within a mile of the derailment site. EPA said that the EPA said in a news release, this assistance may include temporary lodging, travel, food, clothing, and other necessities. They better be, you know, I mean, you know, the funny thing is, it's like, oh, we'll pay for stuff. Yeah, we'll pay for you to stay in a flea bag motel. You know, no, it's the Ritz for everybody. Okay. That's, I mean, come on. You know, somebody's got to stand up and say that, you know, we're the politics. Oh, they're taking care of it. They're paying for it. No, they're not. They're making them stay in these hotels. The hotels are limiting their service because they're like forced to take a deal. You know, it's like, we're going to book all your rooms, but we're not going to give you what you want. And it's like, no, Ritz for everybody. Okay. That's what these companies need to do. I mean, when you look it up, the size of this Norfolk Southern, okay, you know, all these Democrats claim, oh, pay their fair share, but when it comes down to it, when they have these acts, they'll pay. It's no big deal, you know. And then what happens is on down the line, the Democrats want them to pay a fine. See, they want the big fine to the government, right, because it's their money. Then they can spend it how they want. You know, they don't want the people to be taken care of. They want the fine to go to the government. It's just like when Bernie Sanders was on, I don't know if you guys saw this. Bernie Sanders was on Bill Maher on that HBO Real Time, right? And talking about taxes and talking about making money and everything. He's like, oh, yeah, you got to pay taxes. You got to pay. You know, look, and one of his big things that caught me was he said, when the Republicans or Donald Trump, whoever, gave the big tax break to all the millionaires, you know, he said that was giving money away. I said, what do you mean giving money away? You know, that's the thing. See, it's their money. See, that's where you got to look at. Ask a politician, whose money is this? When you pay taxes, whose money is that? Who's, you know, and then when you get a tax refund, where did that money come from? Right? Okay, don't sit there and think that you paid that when you're sitting there doing your taxes, all right, and you're getting a refund, okay. Let's say you're getting a refund, all right. If anybody out there is listening to anything that I listen to, you already know you're not getting a refund. You're not getting money that you didn't earn. You're getting the money you already paid in. It's your money. You're just giving it back to you. That's all it is to it. You pay in more during the year. And then at the end of the year, when you do your taxes, oh, you paid too much. Here's a refund. That's what it is. Okay. That's definition of a refund. If they were giving you money you didn't earn, it'd just be like when everybody got that $1,200 during COVID, you know, everybody, oh yeah, we need that because we can't work or whatever. Okay. Well, they shut the government down and then they send you money. And guess what? Inflation. They want inflation. They want that because they want you to have money and think, oh, I'm making good money. No, you're not. The price of everything goes up. So guess what? The money ain't worth nothing. So just figure it out. And no, can't do that. It's my money. You can't have my money. But bottom line, you know? So yeah, they don't want you to get taken care of when the emergencies happen. What they want is they want to say, well, you know, take care of it. And then later on down the line, they're going to have a hearing. And the guy's going to say, well, I didn't know, da, 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 da. And then they're going to come out, and the Justice Department is going to fine. It's going to give them a fine, you know, pay a fine. The Norfolk Southern is going to have to pay a fine to the federal government. It ain't going to be anything, but, you know, it's going to be massive where they get a bunch of money. And they're going to spend – and then it's not to reimburse them for the money they already spent. That's what they're going to call it. But when they get the money, they're just going to spend it on other stuff. They're just going to – it's not even going to say – that this is going to cover what we've already spent. We can pay the debt down or whatever. You know, we had to borrow that money so we can pay the debt down. No, they're just going to spend it on something else. You know, that's what they're going to do because they're in control. They have it. They have the control. You know, if you want to blame anybody to give the Congress control, blame the people back at the first of the century. You know, blame the people in the teens and 20s. you know, after World War One, World War Two, all those people, they gave the government unlimited powers. Right there, right after, you know, right after World War Two, just everybody had all kind of power, and now it hadn't stopped yet. It's done. It's gone. You know, ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna go away. So yeah, they can do whatever they want. They can take your money. You can't say nothing about it. They'll put you in jail if you don't pay. And bottom line, have fun, right? You got to keep making more, keep making more, keep making more. It's going to happen. So, yeah. So tell me what you think. 515-6. No, we didn't want that one. Get back on this here. There you go. So, yeah. Tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. 515-602-9731. Give me a call. Don't forget to go check out redneckandeyes.com and think of our great sponsor. Another great sponsor is Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's a great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. Like I said, Load to Ride Transportation at LTR Transportation. They're drop dead busy out there. They got all kinds of great equipment and everything. So if you're looking for somebody to drive for, just give them a holler. You can give them a call at 720-277-0030 or check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's Load to Ride Transportation. So yeah, let's get going here. And we're just having a good old time. It's Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live, all things trucking and then some, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And let's rock on.
About to check outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that cool mountain range. They got a lot of nice girls. Thank you.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particular filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010, or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the Eastern Seaboard. Got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. The ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my log is way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge on the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My ribs are a little low.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Nash Radio. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining in. So, talking about all things trucking and then some, got a funny little article here. Actually, several different. Let me go back out here and check it out. It's, you know, you got Business Journal, Yahoo News, a bunch of different ones. Well, I guess it was today that everybody found out or published articles about it. But it's Autonomous Trucking Upstart Embark goes from $5 billion valuation to kaput in 16 months. The autonomous trucking startup Embark Trucks capped off one of the fastest, richest to rags stories in the SPAC era, announcing that it is laying off most employees and winding down operations in a Friday email to employees. CEO and co-founder Alex Rodriguez wrote that after thoroughly evaluating all alternatives, we have been unable to identify a path forward for the business in the current form. It says the planned closure comes just 16 months after San Francisco-based Embark went public through the SPAC merger at a target initial market capitalization of $5.16 billion. Even by the bubbler market conditions of the time, the deal set an astounding valuation of a pre-revenue company. With backers touting its sophisticated self-driving software built to navigate trucks on long-distance freight trips. It says SPAC sponsors put up plenty of money, too. The merger plan included an approximately $614 million for the company, $414 million from SPAC sponsors, Northern Genesis Acquisitions Corporation, and $200 million from backers, including CPP Investments, trucking firm Knight Swift Transportation, and a bunch of different ones, Tiger Global Management, and Mabadala Capital, Sequoia Capital. When Embark made its NASDAQ debut on November 11, 2021, tech stocks were at their peak and shares traded at close to the target valuation for a couple of months. It says, but as markets chilled, so did investors' attitude towards Embark. Shares shed more than half their value in 2022, and 6 months later were down more than 90% of the initial offer price. You know, this is where you can watch out. I mean, guess who got his money? The CEO. He made his money. You know, to me, I would say that this is what we need to go after. We need to go after these companies like this. Of course, you know, all these big trading companies, these like investment capital places. I mean, even Knight-Swift Transportation put up money, you know, and these investment firms and all that. I mean, this is all this Mitt Romney stuff that we know nothing about, right? This is the money on top of the money. This is the big money behind all the other money, you know, and they invested in this company and then boom, done. You know, that's what also happened. I mean, really, if you think about it, if he was actually churning out products that could be sold and people were actually seeing them and looking at them, but nobody, he wasn't out there. You know, he had concepts and he had vehicles being tested, but not put in everyday use. They just weren't able to do that. And that's where we see it. That's where it's coming down is, oh yeah, we could test all this stuff already. You know, Walmart has a composite truck that they built that was all electric and it was able to go, you know, I mean, it was whatever it was doing. It was comparable to like 50 miles to the gallon, whatever it was, but the testing, it was all testing. They weren't doing anything is hauling freight. They weren't hauling freight at all. You know, and once you put everything in an everyday practical use, it fails. It can't be done. So that's what it is. It just ain't gonna happen. And it says as we observed in the November story of Embark's tortoise public market path, the protracted decline was not due to missing financial projections. The seven-year-old company never had revenue to begin with, so let alone earning or a path to profitability. The entirety of the one-time multi-billion-dollar valuation rested instead on optimism about the potential of its technology. See, but let me say this, okay? Elon Musk did the same thing with Tesla. Okay, the only difference is he was actually producing cars and said, here, you can sell these, and he wasn't really making any money. You know, he was taking all of the money that was being made and putting it back into development, and you know, but he was still making money. He was still taking a salary. He was still owning stock. Maybe the problem was that he was, you know, I don't know. To me, what's the secret? How did Elon Musk do it with Tesla when Tesla wasn't really making any money? But it was products. He was producing products that people wanted. Embark wasn't doing that. They weren't producing anything. You know, you had all this money coming into the company, but they weren't doing anything. You know, they were just testing. And that's what it is. And, of course, if you're not very good at selling it, I mean, let's just say one thing. Elon Musk is probably very good at all that. He probably walks into a room and they go, yeah, here, you know, right, how much you want, you know, that kind of thing. So if you don't have that, you're not going to make it. It says, time changed. Or as Rodriguez puts it in his Friday message, the capital markets have turned their backs on pre-revenue companies just as slipping manufacturer timelines have delayed the prospect of scale commercial development. Yeah, see? So really, he's just making up excuses. You know, oh yeah, we're a pre-revenue company that people are just turning their backs on. And then because of these slipping manufacturer timelines have delayed the prospect of scaled commercial deployment. Well, that's it. See, he can't sell anything because he can't get it made fast enough, is what he's saying. Well, you know, again, that's where, what are you doing? Who's controlling that? You got to be controlling that. If you're allowing it to be delayed, Teslas wasn't being delayed. They were coming out. Teslas were being sold before anybody knew they were Teslas, you know? So yeah, I just, you know, this is kind of like between poor management and bad technology. That's what I always say. They, you know, they're just optimism about the technology, you know, the optimism of the potential of its technology. Well, guess what? It doesn't work. Having exhausted all alternatives, Embark said that it is laying off approximately 7% of the employees and shuttering its Southern California and Houston offices. The remaining 30% of the staff will focus on winding down day-to-day operations and respectfully supporting our colleagues who have been let go, Rodriguez wrote. Embark's co-founder, Rodriguez, and Brandon Moak formed the venture when neither was old enough to buy beer. The company joined the Y Combinator Accelerator's 2016 batch for the initial intent for building self-driving shuttles for use on college campuses. Shortly after, the team pivoted to self-driving trucks, focusing on highway driving. It was an enormous market, and although still fabulously difficult, presented a seemingly more tractable problem to solve. That's the other thing, too, is that they got greedy. But guess what? They got their money, you know? It says, as a Y Combinator founding team's venturing funding followed between 2016 and 2019, Embark raised $2 million seed round led by Maven Ventures and $15 million series led by DCVC, a $30 million series B led by Sequoia Capital, and $70 million series led by Tiger Global. See, that's money, you know, but guess what? They were collecting their salaries, and they were paying probably good salaries to everybody. Hey, take it while you can, and then boom, done, you know. It says ambitions were high, to say the least. The article of the Wall Street Journal a few years back cited CEO Rodriguez projecting initial deployment of the fully autonomous truck is fewer than 5 years. The company's long-term vision included human truckers behind the wheel in the city driving, the computers in control on the highway. Embark is one of the multiple startups autonomous trucking space that have been shuttered and fallen in hard times. Others include San Francisco-based Auto, one of the earlier startups focused on self-driving trucks, sold to Uber for $680 million in 2016. About 2 years later, Uber shuttered the self-driving truck division and said it would focus on autonomous driving efforts on cars. Starsky Robotics, a venture-backed San Francisco-based autonomous trucking upstart, shuttered down in 2020 after its Series B fell through. Starsky's had raised over $20 million in funding since being founded in 2015. Peloton Technology, a Silicon Valley-based autonomous and connected driving technology startup, raised $78 million and in known funding before shuttering in 2021. Says TrueSimple, a San Diego headquarters developer of robotics truck technology, carried out by IPO in April of 22 after going public in the initial valuation around $8.5 billion. The company now has a market cap around $460 million. So it's on the brink. Aurora, based in Pittsburgh, announced in the summer of 21 that it would go public via a merger with SPAC at an initial market capitalization of around $13 billion, including about $2.5 billion in cash. Shares are now down more than 90% from their post-debut peak. It don't work, okay? It don't work. And in order to sell it, just like having a product, if you're going to have a product, okay, you're going to have to sell me on it. Give it to me. Let me drive it, okay? Don't go out there and find you a engineer that used to be a truck driver. Okay, because if he used to be a truck driver, that means that he has no idea how to cope with life on the road. All right, so get with somebody that's out there on the road right now, teach them the technology, and then let them do it. Okay, that's the only way you're going to sell it. You're not going to sell it by getting out there and running tests and then only having like, you know, well, we only run on this highway at this time, you know, during this season. No, you ain't going to sell it that way. Okay, you know, I mean, Schneider and all these other big companies, get off of it. It's done. Leave it alone. Go pay your drivers better. That's all you can do. All right? That's all I got to say about that. But that's it. What else you got going? What else you got? What else can I tear up today? give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along and having a lot of fun. Let me see here. What do I got? Oh, yeah. I got this old boy here. We love this guy. Joe Walsh, bring it on back. And like I said, don't forget to give us a call every weekday, 5 p.m. or not 5 p.m., 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's 6 p.m. in Texas. And like I said, you can give us a call 7 days a week, or not seven. Every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. 515-602-9731. That's the phone number to call. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Thinking of all our great sponsors. Another great sponsor is Trucker Tools. Go check them out, truckertools.com. You can download their app from your app store, wherever you get your apps, and that's where you can track freight, book freight. You can even plan your route and find truck parking, fuel stops, maintenance, Walmarts, whatever you need to plan your route to get down the road. Check it out, Trucker Tools, the app for truckers, truckertools.com. So let's check it out. We've got about 10 minutes left. Let's go. Hey, I love that riff out there, buddy. Great, great music. Joel Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way. Check it out. So, what you guys got going on this week? So, last weekend, Saturday morning, we took a bike trip. We rode our motorcycles from Corpus Christi all the way up to San Antonio. It was 155 miles, and then we rode around town a little bit, checked out a few of the sites, and then had something to eat. Watch some music, live music at the dealership there, Caliente Harley Davidson. That's on the west side of San Antonio. And started heading back and took our time, made some stops. The Blue Bonnets are out here in South Texas. Great, great scenery down there. And always enjoying that. And got back late, and that was the day. It was awesome. Sunday is another great day down here. The weather's getting really nice down here in South Texas. I hope everybody's enjoying some good weather out there. I know it's still quite technically winter time to a lot of folks for the next couple of weeks. But, you know, hey, you never know. You might hit some good weather somewhere. But it's supposed to be up to the 80s tomorrow. And then, you know, it's not getting that cold during the night. So everybody's having a good time doing that. And next week, ain't too much going on. We got stuff going on here in town. I always have to say to people that if you enjoy Harley-Davidson motorcycles and if you get to an area where you're at a dealership, maybe you're stuck for the weekend, always think of it like if you're in Waco. If you're in Waco for the weekend, you're right there at the truck stop there at the Flying J, and then they might have something going on at the dealership where they've got a party, they got food, and they, you know, maybe you want to get something to drink, you know, whatever you want to do. Instead of having to walk all the way up to the Hooters and take all your money, you might get some free stuff and, you know, hey, check it out. You know, it's always fun to do that kind of stuff and check out things. I went up there back in Memorial Day last year and met up with a few truck drivers there. They were, you know, just hanging out. Like I said, they were parked there for the weekend and there was a party going on. You know, you got food and celebration, music, all kind of stuff. So if you get by somewhere where you're down the road from a dealership, maybe you can catch an Uber, go on the internet, find the dealership's website. They always got their events posted on there. Where they can let you know that, hey, this is going on, you know, and you can do that. It's pretty awesome. So down here, we know we got a little party going on where we're actually our dealership here. They support local businesses as much as they can, and they've got the local adoption agencies for their animals. So any kind of shelters or those kind of like humane societies that we have, we've got about five or six in the area. And what they're doing is they're bringing them all. They're telling them, bring all your stuff, bring all your animals that you want to, you know, showcase to the dealership. And we're going to do it here at the dealership where they're going to do, you know, and have all kinds of, you know, dogs. I don't know if they have cats. Maybe not. I don't know. They're a little hard to travel with. But the name of the party is Paws and Pints. We're going to have free beer. And then they're going to have, you know, dog adoptions. So that could be a bad mixture, especially if you bring the kids. So check it out. And it's always fun to have those kind of things going on. And then, you know, going on rides. I ran into another guy. He was a truck driver, and he was the one where he's always got his motorcycle on the back of the truck, you know, that kind of thing. So you never know. One guy, he was a bed bug. And with a bed bug, you know, you're pretty much in control of the trailer, what goes in and what goes out. And he's got his motorcycle tied up in the trailer, you know. So it's crazy. It's like, wow, you know. But, hey, you never know where you get out and do all kinds of stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. So other than that, I don't know what else we got going on. Sports is pretty much baseball doesn't start to – baseball actually starts at the end of March. That's when baseball starts. Baseball will start right around March 31st, April 1st, March 31st, that kind of time frame, March 30th. That too, you know, that week, the last week of March, baseball starts up at the end of that week. Opening weekend is that big weekend, April 1st, April 2nd. So check it out if you're into baseball. Baseball's fun. Unless you're going to a game, a lot of fun doing that. And everybody has a lot of fun going to the games. I certainly do. So check it out. And I don't know. Other things going on? Let me know. Time for me to get to work, and I hope everybody had a great night tonight, and I certainly had fun. So check it out. Like I said, next time, give us a call, 515-602-9731. Check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Appreciate everybody's support of that. And you guys stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
But my head's in Mississippi. The blues have got a hold of me. I believe I'm getting dizzy. Help me. I keep thinking about the night in Memphis. Lord, I thought I was in heaven. I keep thinking about the night in Memphis. I thought I was in heaven.
stumbling through the parking lot of an invisible 7-Eleven. What was I doing out there?
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.